Well, what did you make of tonight's match against
To be fair, I thought it was better than the other night. I thought we passed the ball a million times better. Obviously, the two goals were a wee bit slack. There wasn't much in the penalty when you look back at it again. But I suppose that's what we need to learn from. Just got to be careful in the box. But I thought we passed the ball really well first half, created some good chances. But we know ourselves, you've got to defend well, and especially going in the Championship. But it was a lot more positive tonight than I thought there was against East Fife.
Did you try and change the shape somewhat tonight?
No, we started with three. And I thought after the first 10 minutes, we were totally in control. Passed the ball through them. And obviously we gave Raith Rovers a lift getting their goals, but I thought we were by far the better team.
But you brought in Lewis McCann and he scored a goal?
No, he's doing well. I thought he played really well the weekend when he came on as well. And he certainly didn't look out of place. He's a threat. You can see he's got a physical presence and he's a goal threat as well, so it's brilliant. You've got young lads like that coming through.
And you rewarded Matty Todd as well by bringing him on as an earlier sub.
No, they've been doing really well, and it doesn't matter what age you are. If you are good enough, you'll play. And that should be the message to all the young boys, and you've got to make sure they're pushing the first team boys.
Next up, English opponents. That'll be something different, will it?
It will be. No, I'm sure they'll be typical lower league English team. They'll get the ball forward quick. It'll be a right physical battle. But you can see we're improving every game, and we've just got to make sure we keep on improving. Obviously, we learn from our mistakes, and we're right for the start of the season.
How many players will you be using on Saturday?
I'll try and get a wee bit more game time for some boys, but we've got a lot of games coming up, so we will still rotate the other players.
Mm-hmm. Have the family asked for the game to be brought forward because of the
No, we'll need to actually speak to Ross about that. That's what we were talking about, because I've noticed there's a lot of the English teams done that, so it might be something we might have to look at.
And your concentration really is on that first competitive match of the season against Peterhead.
Yep.
So the Betfred Cup, are you pleased with the draw there? You've got three lower league teams.
It's the early in the, really early in the season, isn't it? I think sometimes cup competitions like this is far too early. Teams are still finding their feet and whatever. I think majority of teams are still using it as part of their pre-season.
And will you?
It is still part of the pre-season. I think I said that last year. I think our priorities solely lie on obviously winning, well, trying to make sure we get promotion this year.
You always like to win games.
But you want to win every game, and obviously you want to start the competitive games off with a good run and obviously getting some wins.
And you qualified last year, and you've just got to become four of the best second place teams go forward anyway.
Yep, so no, I think probably beating, obviously getting the result against Hearts as well, I think gave everybody a massive lift. So hopefully we can do the same again this year.
It did start off your season well last season.
No, it did. I think it gave the boys that bit of belief. So it is important to win games, especially the competitive games. We're disappointed tonight because obviously it's still rivals. I know it's only a pre-season game and whatever, but we still want to win games and get in good habits.
Any news of any new signings?
No, we're trying, unfortunately, but we just have to leave it at that just now.
Thanks very much.